Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dave Cohen along with Newell Normand, and we've got 7 pledges already this hour. They only set our goal at 12. I told them to be more ambitious because we have the best listeners in the world, and I knew y'all were going to step up, so we're already more than halfway there. Let's get us over that goal in the next 10 minutes so that we can say, see, I told you that we're going to do better than expected. So come on, text in, call in, come and visit us here in the main lobby at Manning Family Children's. Stop by the hospital and help us in this effort to make sure that no child ever has to worry, and no parent ever has to worry, that we are going to have this award-winning, world-class hospital here that will treat any child, no matter the situation, no matter the need. And Newell, there are no children more in need of help than those that suffer through domestic abuse.
No, no doubt. As in being in law enforcement my entire life, the toughest cases that I was ever exposed to and experienced were child abuse cases. I mean, it's one of those that it's hard to keep your emotion in check, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, the Care Center and Child Advocacy Center operate out of the newly built Morgan Ray Center for Hope here at Manning Family Children's, housing a variety of services, including medical evaluations, forensic interviewing, trauma therapy, and case management. There's so many needs when you deal with a case like this. And we are blessed and lucky enough to have with us now Dr. Nia Mehta, child abuse pediatrician at the Morgan Ray Center for Hope. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, gentlemen, for inviting me.
And the medical director there, and Doc, the center is treating over 1,000 kids a year from Louisiana and Mississippi, which is absolutely incredible. Tell us about this vital work at the Care Center.
We've been very blessed to have this new facility over this past year. It's really created a warm, welcoming space for children and families. And it's been so wonderful to have a place that feels peaceful and child appropriate to function out of. We serve children all throughout Southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. No barriers to access. Families can self-refer to our program. No out-of-pocket costs to families. Our programs do include medical evaluation, and that's the program that I run. We have 3 specially trained child abuse pediatricians and 4 specially trained nurse practitioners. And we all stay fairly busy with having to see patients or testifying in cases when needed. We also work out of a Baton Rouge clinic. We have a clinic in Covington, and we're just now expanding into the New Orleans East area, along with Manning Family Children's, where they have partnered with a school and some other community outreach services. We're also going to be able to move into that community and be able to provide services locally there as well. In addition to the medical evaluations, there is also a forensic interviewing program, which is utilized by law enforcement and child protection to get information from children in a child-appropriate way. And we also have a human trafficking program where case managers help coordinate the care for victims of human trafficking. Even though we want to think of New Orleans as a small community, we have a lot of big city problems here.
You know, it's heartbreaking that nearly 100 children per month need your services, that we have the abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, other abuse of that many children in what you call our small community, but a blessing that you and your colleagues are there to make sure that these children are not only treated and cared for in the appropriate way, that they have somewhere to go, someone to talk to, someone to treat their injuries, that you also assist them in helping law enforcement so that we can prevent their abusers from hurting other children. That is just fantastic that you're able to do that. How do you do that day in and day out, though, with over 1,000 children a year?
I think it's one child at a time, meeting that child where they're at. You know, not everything turns out the way one would hope in all cases, but if we can be a bright spot in that child's life, you know, there are certain steps children have to go through in a process of an evaluation, and we want to make that process as child-friendly and benign as possible. We want to educate caregivers whenever we can to help decrease risk for abuse of children, and to give them maybe some advice and tips about prevention, concerns for possible future abuse. But it is not easy work, and it can be really hard, especially in the holiday times, where we tend to think of, you know, warmth and families being together. When there's trauma in a child's life, it's even amplified during a holiday season.
It's the treatment protocols, the protocols in general, are different from general medicine, right? I mean, there are unique nuances to this that you don't see in other areas.
That is correct. While we would want all professionals who, especially medical professionals who work with children, to have some basic ideas about recognizing maybe child physical abuse signs or symptoms, these areas have become increasingly subspecialized, and we're really fortunate that Manning Family Children's has placed a priority on this topic. Because we're really the only facility regionally that provides this type of care, especially with being able to have as many providers as we do, to really be able to devote time to children, to let them talk to us, to be able to meet with a doctor or nurse practitioner, and really give them an opportunity to explain from their perspective what their experiences have been to help us better serve their needs.
Let us pivot real quick, if you don't mind, Ava,
to
human trafficking for a moment. Even in the law enforcement circles, we tend to overlook it. We tend to not really have a sense of the breadth and depth of the problem. Over the past several years, we donate money. The former First Lady of the state of Louisiana, Donna Edwards, was really big on human trafficking and had the opportunity to talk to a lot of the folks that she brought in to talk to it about it. And as close as I was to it from an enforcement standpoint, it was a learning experience for me in just how much of what goes on there is overlooked by so many sectors of the community that they don't realize the breadth and depth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The problem, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the education through the media plays a role. I think we have a lot of, for example, films that might popularize concepts so that people tend to think of trafficking as maybe smuggling somebody across borders or involving some kind of international espionage, maybe people being abducted from the, you know, from their homes. And the reality of most child trafficking is that it's local, it's fairly common. People often miss the signs because they are thinking that they're looking for some sort of stereotype, and they're not recognizing that it's children that attend school, that some of it's intrafamilial trafficking. Even labor trafficking goes often very unrecognized.
When we talk about trafficking, you know, these are children who are literally being sold for sexual abuse.
Labor.
Labor abuse. And other reasons that they are being ripped from their childhood and become brutal victims of an underculture that largely goes unreported.
Yes. And, you know, many children, you know, they have emotional needs. And so if they perceive that someone cares about them or is meeting those needs, they will, unfortunately, tolerate a lot, just as we know children who live in homes with domestic violence see and feel and experience trauma constantly. They're still very bonded to their caregivers. And so, even children where they may have a caregiver who's has mental health issues or substance abuse issues, sometimes substance abuse plays a role in trafficking, mm-hmm. because then a child might be trafficked in order to supply or feed a substance abuse habit. Those children,
so they can become a drug mule, not only a sex slave or into forced labor, that these children are sometimes forced into being drug mules and sometimes even forced to consume drugs so that they can be controlled by these narcotics in addition to their abductors or the criminals who are controlling them.
I do think that happens. It's probably not the vast majority of cases. Yeah. Most of the time, the child may not even fully be aware about what's being exchanged. They may just be told, oh, you go over to this person's house, and they don't realize that maybe a caregiver or an adult is receiving drugs because of that.
It really is amazing the work that you do at the Morgan Ray Center for Hope, that you are dealing with these children, 1,000 of them or so every year, that have been put through these unthinkable, awful situations. But you are there to provide hope and to hopefully turn their lives around and help them.
I want the audience to recognize and realize how unique this is, because there are not many hospital-based programs, correct me if I'm wrong, Doc, that are addressing these particular challenges and nuances in our community. You don't see that.
For the state of Louisiana, we are very unique. So there is a program of sorts in Shreveport, but aside from that, it doesn't have the breadth of what we do here, but there is a child abuse physician who does work in that area. Aside from that, there's really largely most of the state is relatively uncovered.
And the importance of that is a seamless connection to all of the services that they need. So if you think of our war veterans that come back and are dealing with PTSD and other issues, you see those same things in these children, right? And there's not a medicine, there's not a treatment protocol where you have a cure for this in a short period of time. This is something that you have to stay engaged in, right? Be very proactive in, for who knows how much time, maybe the rest of their life.
Yeah, no, adverse childhood experiences have a lifelong impact. And so sometimes people will erroneously think maybe somebody was physically or sexually abused maybe between the ages of 5 and 8, and then for some reason it discontinues. Well, they'll be okay now because it's done. Unfortunately, there's a lifelong impact, and so really getting the right therapies for children, trauma-focused therapies, is super important.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you think about just how unique the program is that y'all are operating, I mean, we should be so thankful that that is available here at Children's Hospital.
You know, our audience is listening to you and responding because they hear what you do, how you pour your heart into your work, and how you need their help to help these more than 100 children or so every month in our community that are abused. Chuck in New Orleans just donated $500. And we have a young patient here at Children's who's going to bang the Kia of Cummington happy gong. There it is. And Chuck, Oakenheart Jewelers doubled your donation to $1,000. So one more hit. Hit it one more time. That's right. For every $500 donation, we hit that Kia of Cummington happy Kia gong. And Doc, thank you so much for telling people about the vitally important work that you do in our community so they can understand why they should and have to help us.
Thank you so much for supporting programs that like ours at Manning Family Children's.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nia Mehta, Medical Director of the Hospital's Care Center. And, you know, it's also very important that we give because you have these unique programs like this program that you don't see anywhere else. And that's what makes this place even more special than what it already is.
And it's everything from, you know, your kid breaking a bone or suffering an injury to coming in and getting treated to children who need transplants, to children who have critical care needs from all sorts of different reasons. And that is why we are so happy that Captain Barb stepped up with $300. That gets a cowbell. And Oakenheart doubles that to $600. Paul G. gave a miracle maker. That gets a cowbell, $180. It's doubled. Joni in New Orleans gave $100. Katie and Gino gave $50 in Metairie. And folks, we have now received 13 donations this hour already. And we've still got over 20 minutes to go, Newell. Keep
we
it coming.
We need more. 585,000 kids treated last year. Every dollar raised stays local. And most importantly, no child, none, zero, is turned away.
Ever.
Complete, total, 100% access to health care. It is absolutely huge.
And it is thanks to your donations and your help. And, you know, you were telling me earlier that this is your favorite day of the year when it comes to talking about radio shows. And you can't, I mean, I've got goosebumps all over right now because of the generosity of our audience and of the people stepping up. I don't care about that goal of 12. I want to get 20 donations this hour. I don't know why they said 12. We can get 20. We've already got 13. Joni in New Orleans with your $100. Thank you for being one of those. We're going to see who else is giving after this. I want to hit that gong again. I want to see someone have to step up and hit that gong for another $500 donation, and it'll be doubled by Oakenheart Jewelers for another 20 minutes. So your $500 becomes $1,000 this hour. Keep the donations coming and help us help Manning Family Children here on WWL. When we come back, we're going to have a special presentation and talk about even more money coming this way, and we'll see how many donations we have when we get back after this, but I think we're going to have a very special donation coming up after the break.
Got my fingers crossed.
All right, here on WWL. Keep it coming, 888-780-8811. Text NOLA KIDS to 34984. And if you need any help making a donation, just go to WWL.com. We have all the ways you can donate listed right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.